This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Latino small businesses were in a challenging spot even before the pandemic hit. And now, those Texas businesses are having a hard time accessing everything from business loans to the federal Paycheck Protection Program. Juan Pablo Garnham, who's based in the KERA newsroom, has been covering this story for the Texas Tribune. Juan Pablo Garnham, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You spent some time at an interesting place, a rebuilt shopping mall in southern Fort Worth called La Grande Plaza. What's it like there?
It's a fascinating place, honestly. It used to be a long time ago one of these declining malls that we see across the country. But a company based in California took over and really kind of like renewed it, marketing it for the Latino public. So they changed everything from the decoration, the kind of businesses that you would have there, the activities. They also like added this area called El Mercado, which emulates a Mexican market, a tianguis, and actually was a really, really successful model. And it's just a really fascinating, fun place to be. And thousands of families, Latinos, would go there every week to get everything from Mexican snacks to cowboy boots. So it's a fascinating place.
And how is it different now during the pandemic?
In general, it has suffered as many other retailers have suffered through more than a month of being closed and people just like having second thoughts about going to a public space like that.
Let's dig into some of the specific issues. First off, the Paycheck Protection Program. A lot of folks have encountered difficulties with the program. What are the biggest hurdles for communities of color in Texas?
So one thing that you have to have in mind is that in general, Latino-owned businesses and Black-owned businesses have a more distanced relationship with banking and loaning institutions. And that's the first challenge that they face in general. Now, when the federal government started this program, the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, a lot of banks initially focused on prior customers, people that they already had relationships with. And since we have like this kind of like difference in terms of access to banking, you could say that Latino business owners started like one step behind. Most of the people that I spoke with, they didn't have any kind of success getting one of these PPP loans. And now they were trying in the second round, which apparently it's being a little bit better for businesses owned by people of color.
Now, you talked with the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Many of their members had trouble accessing the federal Paycheck Protection Program. What did they say?
Basically, they said that they did notice that there were troubles. There's also, besides all of the other things that I've mentioned, there's a language barrier, right? If you aren't fluent in English and you have to go through all the requirements of a program like this and try to understand the contract, try to understand what do you need to apply, that will take you a little bit longer. So the Chamber of Commerce in Fort Worth worked really hard trying to train business owners to be able to access these loans and also to other grants. But they were telling me that by the time that they would understand it, it was sometimes a little bit too late and the funds were gone. So it's very tricky, and there's a lot of differences in terms of how much knowledge they have of how to deal or how to apply for a loan, how to find these opportunities, and how to be successful getting them.
Juan Pablo Garnham is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you.